Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. DiMaggio moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesce moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan forces the runner at the plate and throws to first for the double play. Pesce moves to third. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Pesce scores. Wright moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Parnell moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parnell moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobie throws the ball into Boone, who relays the ball to Avila, who tags Wright trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Parnell scores. DiMaggio scores. Pesky moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss strikes out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Boone moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Harry Taylor now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Taylor scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropeau is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropeau strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a pop-up towards first. Dropeau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Pesky reaches third base with a triple. Taylor scores. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Tom Wright. Lou Brissy now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott pinch runs for Vern Stevens. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. Two outs. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer now playing right field. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. There goes Rosen. The throw from Moss to second, and Rosen is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-4 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Dropo moves to second. Steve Gromek now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Moss bunts towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Harry Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dropo scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.